announcements today? I don't know of any announcements.
Anybody that's got reports for the annual meeting needs to get them in. Terry.
By the 8th of April.
Yeah, Terry.
I sent mine.
Did you?
The last two dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, the funeral offering for Sunday's table mixer brunch was $600.
Yay.
$600, that's really good. Goes for missions. Okay, well, let's just have a word of prayer together. Our Heavenly Father, as we come together tonight to take another, I guess it's a walking with Jesus here to the cross, we will look at another aspect of the trial in which he is on. And we take a look tonight at the witnesses that were there that made some accusations that were not true, but they were looking for things that were false towards Jesus because they couldn't find anything that was true. And so tonight, Lord, we just pray that you would use this time in our hearts and our lives in a way that we would leave here this evening with thanksgiving in our hearts, with joy and praise unto the Lord because of what Jesus did for us as we follow him to the cross. And so we thank you for each one that is here this evening, those that are watching by Zoom, and just use our time in a way that makes us thankful for the salvation that was purchased for us. And it's really the only thing that is free. We can't buy it. We can't earn it. It's just something that we are to embrace by faith in Christ alone. And so we just praise you for this wonderful gift and how it changes our hearts and our lives and our minds and gives us a hope for the future regardless of what we see going on in this world. And thank you for your faithfulness as we see you at work in ways that are just good for us to see. So bless our time together tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know the way we do things here on Wednesday nights. You find a hymn title, or you pick up a number and shout it out.
Number 10.
I didn't hear anything. Did you hear?
Number 18.
Number 10, God will take care of you. Number 10,
thank you.
be here at 15 for it. 15. I love the title song.
Or are they?
I thought they were all up here.
I'm part of it.
So if there's no one to play piano next Wednesday.
There will be three of us here.
We should be covered with that. But if not, it'll just be a cappella.
Okay, you.
You didn't know what a cappella is.
Are you going to be here, Lynn? Lynn can do it.
No.
She can do it on Sunday morning, so.
You can duke it out afterwards. So we'll figure it all out. Just want you to know that we will not have Audrey with us. That causes a little bit of a kink in what we normally do here.
We'll miss you, Mom.
We will.
Well, I'd like to think that tonight I'll miss you guys, too. We'll be in Arizona for sure.
Oh, good.
So Lisa, have a good time. Even if it's hard to have a good time with Bob. Well, I want to do just a little quiz here. We've been doing the trial of Jesus. Does anybody remember what the first part of the trial was that we looked at many weeks ago? Where did it all start?
The upper room. The last supper.
In the garden.
Gethsemane.
The conspiracy. Remember the conspiracy? Had to do with Caiaphas, the high priest, and the other priests and the rulers and the teachers of the law. They wanted to find a way in which they could get Jesus without causing a riot. Because they're afraid, because it's Passover time, Jerusalem is full of people. Everybody comes to Jerusalem for the Passover. And so they wanted to do it. I'm not going to worry about this. If I do, it'll be all night. Steve is doing a good job, however it goes. All right, that was the first one, the conspiracy. And they did not want to cause a riot with the people because they knew that Jesus was popular. People loved what he had to say, what he preached, what he taught. And they were very mindful of that, so they did not want to be known as the bad guys. So looking for some secret kind of a way in order to get their hands on him. And then we find that what came to the rescue was one of the 12. Marshall, who was he? Who betrayed Jesus? That's right. Remember McKenna? That they would know these things. It is
Judas.
Yes.
Wait, I got it right.
Judas the Iscariot. Judas Iscariot. He went to the high priest and to these guys and said, "I can deliver Jesus into your hands." And so that was the second Wednesday night. We looked at what comes next in the trial as we follow Jesus. We got the conspiracy. And then what comes next? What happened in the Garden of Gethsemane?
The arrest.
Yeah. Judas betrays Jesus with what?
Oh, me. A kiss.
That's right. With a kiss.
Yep, I'm so sure.
And so he said to them, the signal is this. The man that I go and kiss, that's the one you arrest. And that's kind of what happened. Remember what Jesus said to Judas before he did that? What did Jesus call Judas?
A friend.
Friend, yeah.
He's so smart.
A friend. Okay, last week it was the resistance. Who was the one who resisted in the garden? One of the disciples. What was his name?
It was Judas.
Peter. It was Peter. Remember, Peter took out the sword and he swung it at a guy by the name of Malchus. Malchus ducked, which was a good thing because he only cut off his ear. But you don't think of how close that is. And Jesus picked up the guy's ear, puts it back on the side of his head, and heals him right then and there. It's a wonderful thing that Jesus did, even in the time of his arrest. And so that leads us up here to tonight, which we're looking at another aspect, is the witnesses. What do you remember about the witnesses? I'm going to read from an account here in Matthew 26, verses 57 through 68. Listen closely to what it says here. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance, right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin was made up of how many? It is the Jewish Supreme Court, like our Supreme Court. How many people made up the Sanhedrin? How many? 72 men made up the Sanhedrin. And here is something very interesting that I want you to really grab onto here. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for what kind of evidence? False evidence, it says here, against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any, though many witnesses came forward. A lot of people came forward saying, thinking they had something against Jesus, but they really didn't have anything. But finally, two came forward and declared, this fellow, referring to Jesus, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days. Now, what kind of a temple is Jesus talking about? His body. These guys took it literally as the temple of God there in Jerusalem, which took 46 years to build. And so they're thinking of, you're going to tear down this temple and then rebuild it in 3 days? It took 46 years to build a temple. Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you? But Jesus remained silent. The high priest said to him, high priest is Caiaphas, I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Now Jesus does talk, and this is what Jesus says to Caiaphas. Yes, it is as you say. But I say to all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, he has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Look, now you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they all replied back, he is worthy of death. Then they spit in his face and struck him with their fists. Others slapped him and said, prophesy to us, Christ, who hit you? Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we revisit this portion of Scripture, help us to see the importance of what Jesus is doing here, because he lets nothing stand in the way of him to do what he came to accomplish, which was to provide for us salvation. It only could be done through him. So we thank you for what we focus on here tonight. In every trial, there are witnesses who are asked to come forward and to give what they've seen, what they've heard, or what they've observed to be a witness for the jury to determine what is going to take place for the one who is accused. So follow, help us to follow you in what you've done for us. Tonight we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so if you think of it, you know, the jury, how it's familiar with us, you need witnesses. That's just a common thing that is called. The lawyers call it, they want witness so-and-so to come forward. They'll come forward, they'll raise their right hand, or sometimes they put the right hand on the Bible, but they don't know if they do that anymore or not. But they just say, you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. You know, it's kind of like, I'll swear to tell the truth. Maybe it's the right hand that's up. I'm not sure which one it is. But a witness is one who has got something to say about the accused. And Jesus is the one who's accused here. And so Caiaphas, the Sanhedrin, and the chief priests, they're looking for evidence against Jesus so that they can put him to death. Now, it seems to me that these are the people who are the leaders of their community and in the city of Jerusalem, and you would expect that they would be highly respected people. They would want to do what is right. They would want to do the things that would, whatever they say, would be true. But here it says, even in the scriptures, that these guys were looking for false evidence. Because that's all they had to know by. But they needed someone who was able to lie good enough that no one would know that they're lying, but they're bringing forth a charge of evidence against Jesus. So I just find that it's very strange that you look for false evidence. Usually in court you want people who tell the truth. And here we find at Jesus' trial you have people who are not telling the truth, because they did not find any false witnesses that had a good enough story about evidence against Jesus. But the scripture says there are two, though, that kind of stand out. Two false witnesses came forward. You kind of need two. The Old Testament talks about that if you're going to have a witness, there better be one, and another one who will also agree with that one to say that this is true, what this guy is saying. You have two witnesses. But, you know, these are false witnesses. And so Jesus makes that statement that, yeah, he did make that statement about destroy this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days, when he's referring to his body, his resurrection. You may kill me on the cross or whatever happens to me, but on the third day I will come back again, which he did. Caiaphas, the high priest, after these two witnesses said that Jesus said he was going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, it's Caiaphas who stands up and he says to Jesus, are you going to answer what these guys have just spoken against you? It's kind of like, say something, say something. Jesus says nothing. Nothing at all. But then Caiaphas pushes Jesus a little bit more. He says, I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. And here's where Jesus says, yes, it is as you say. So he's making a claim that he is the Christ. He is the Son of God. And of course, this just fries Caiaphas when he hears Jesus say this. Because Caiaphas then, he tears his clothes, which is a sign of just being outraged, or this is just terrible what he's just said in front of everybody that's there. And he says to the rest of the people in the room, the Sanhedrin that are there, he says, he has spoken blasphemy. Blasphemy in that he claimed to be the Christ, the Son of God. Now, blasphemy is one of the greatest crimes that you can commit in the Jewish law. Because that one is deserving. If you get If you get charged with blasphemy, that means capital punishment is what you deserve. And you're going to die for what your claim is. And so Caiaphas then says to those that are there, why do we need any more witnesses? Now you have heard the blasphemy. So what do you think? Now who's going to disagree with Caiaphas, the high priest? And all these people said, he is worthy of death. They heard what Jesus said to Caiaphas' question. And so all of them, they go like, it doesn't matter what these false witnesses have already said, that cancels them all out. But we heard with our own ears that he says he is the Christ, that he is the Son of God. And so therefore it was easy for them to say, he is worthy of death. Now typically what would take place is all the people in the Sanhedrin would take a vote. They would cast their vote, and the high priest would be the one who would cast the last vote. But we don't see that happening here. It's a voice vote. It's unanimous. He's to die. And so it goes on, and it says in our scriptures, it says that there are those that spit in his face and then struck him with their fists. Others slapped him. And then they said in jest, you know, if you're the Christ, tell us who hit you. So we look at what's taken place here. Did Caiaphas take control of this hearing? Yes, he did. Caiaphas, the high priest, kind of took control, which is something the high priest is not to do. You have an illegal meeting going on here. They're not following the protocol. In Mark 14:59, it says that the two witnesses who testified about Jesus and the temple, that their testimony did not agree. It wasn't enough to be able to say that it was blasphemy. And so what Caiaphas did is that he did what was illegal in Jewish law. And of course, the people there should have known this. Even Caiaphas himself should have known this. And so let me ask you this. What time of the day or night is this being done? It's happening at night. Which is another thing that makes it illegal, because you don't have court in the wee hours in the morning. Court does not really open up until in the morning of the next day. And it's business that is done in daylight. This is being done at nighttime. And so what is the next step when it comes to a trial? Whatever the claim is, a charge against the person that is being accused, there needs to be an investigation. And that's part of what goes into the Sanhedrin. They need to investigate the claim against Jesus. So what did Jesus say? Where Caiaphas said it's blasphemy. Remember, he said, it is as you say. And what did Caiaphas say? Are you the Christ, the Son of God? And Jesus said, yes. Just as you said. So was Jesus telling the truth or was he lying? That's what the investigation was to point out or to find out, to give to the rest of the people, the jury. But there was no time, because this is done at night, early morning, you know, before dawn probably. And no one investigated the facts, because there really wasn't time to do so. There's no way that people could have went to those that Jesus healed and to get their testimony of saying, like, yeah, this is the way I was. I had this problem, and it's Jesus who came and healed me. And I'm a better person today because I'm well from all of the things that he has done for me. So he's an innocent man. But there was no time to investigate or to find these people at this hour in the morning. You also have the elders who were present there. The elders, it was their responsibility to defend anyone who was in danger of the death penalty. So they would be very much saying, hey, this person is going to be charged with being having a death penalty, capital punishment. And so, I mean, they were very, very particular, making sure that they would try to defend the person who would have that charge against him. In this case with Jesus, the elders said, what? You heard crickets. They said nothing. So did anyone come to defend Jesus? Did anyone try to defend Jesus?
No.
And the answer to both of these questions are?
No.
Very good. So remember, Jesus claimed, he claimed that he was the Christ, the Son of God. So did he lie or did he tell the truth? No, he told the truth. So from the very beginning, Caiaphas and the Sanhedrin, they needed false witnesses. So they tried to stack the deck against Jesus. And now in just a few short hours, Jesus is going to be taken to who? You know him. Pontius Pilate. Why are they going to take Jesus to Pontius Pilate? Because the Jews, according to their law, they cannot crucify anybody. Capital punishment for the Jewish law is to stone the person to death. And the Jews did not want to be known as the ones who killed Jesus because the people loved him. But they knew that if they could get a Roman official to side with them, that then Jesus would be given the sentence of to be crucified. Only Romans could do that. And that's really kind of what would happen. We'll get into that more next Wednesday. Bob and Lisa won't be here to hear. They won't even be thinking about us. Oh yeah, they will too. As they're eating fish and pulling off oranges and lemons from the tree in Arizona. I just want us to remember this tonight, is that this gives us just a little peephole of what Jesus went through for us. And he knows all that this is going to take place because he loves you and he knows that he must go to the cross because no one else can do what he is on his way to do. So let's just pray, and we'll pick it up here next Wednesday. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us again tonight that there are things we skipped along the way. There's more drama, there's more things that happened to Jesus other than what we are looking at here from week to week. But we realize the importance of following you and to have a relationship with you like you invite us many different times and many different ways to do so. So Lord, if we haven't opened up our hearts already to you, maybe tonight could be that time. We say, Lord Jesus, thank you for what I see, what you're doing, and you did it for me. And I need you in my life. And I thank you for the ways that you do work in my life. But if we start anew, you'll take us where we are and help us to live for you and to walk with you hand in hand today and the days ahead. So we just thank you for this time you've given to us tonight. To be reminded and to remember the wonderful love that you have for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In the back of your folder, if you turn the last page, you see a song that says, God be with you. This is our closing song together. Once we're done singing this song, you are dismissed. Thanks for coming.